Today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
In the travel news, Vanna White is the godmother of a cruise ship. We have the final words on the tourist deaths in the Dominican Republic last summer, and Hawaiian Airlines flight attendants have voted to strike.
At 3:15, we have a special update on holiday projects that we're hoping that you will want to be part of.
At 3:20, we make you a smarter traveler as our friends from TSA visit, Sid Hanna and Dale Keller, to join us to try and help you and yours get through holiday security a little easier this holiday season.
And at 3:45, the entertainment part of our program comes on stage as the local band Island of Black and White gives us a live mini concert right here in studio.
It's just a bit crowded in here. We have a fun and busy program for you this and every week. Welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
To Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
I come from a land long, long, long.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Let it roll.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome everyone to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I thought this day would never come.
You thought this day would never come?
Oh,
it's,
you know,
Sunday.
It
comes right after Saturday every week.
I know, but I look so forward to coming in and doing a Travel Guys radio show.
Uh-huh.
It just does. It's like Christmas. It just doesn't can't come quick enough.
You just like the live music.
Yeah.
That's your thing. Because
no,
you're
just
an old live music guy.
I'm just hitting you up for a raise. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I have good news for you, actually, along those. Well, not good
along
news
those
for you,
lines?
But good news for our listeners.
Yeah.
Is that the Travel Guys have been invited back on the air for another year. So that'll be, I think, 8, maybe?
Yeah, something like that,
yeah,
at least. Yeah,
time
yeah.
flies when you're having fun.
Well,
no raise
thanks
for you,
but
more
for,
work.
Thanks for telling
at
me here on the
price.
Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the first time hearing of it, you know?
Well, I just thought I would update you here. That's what the travel news is for here, right on the Travel Guys.
Speaking of the travel news, since we have such a busy show, let's get to it. Mark, what's been going on in the travel news since we saw you last?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. Vanna White, did you know she has been the hostess of Wheel of Fortune since 1982? She is, dare I say this, 62 years old. She might be the prettiest 62-year-old woman on the planet.
Man, she was young when she started, wasn't she?
She was when she started. I mean, she's been doing it for more than half of her life. Anyway, the reason that Vanna White is a subject here on a radio, on a travel show, is that she has been named, or will be named on December the 10th, the godmother of a new Carnival cruise ship. So cruise ships always have godmothers and godfathers, and they participate
really?
In breaking
okay.
the champagne. And so she's going to be the godmother of the Panorama ship by Carnival. She apparently has been a cruiser for quite some time. Her and her family, she says she's cruised with her children for quite some time. You want to know how old her children are? This is going to make you feel old, I'm sure. Her children are 22 and 25.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So her children have grown up literally while she was just turning the dials. She is, Pat Sajak, another really great travel story here. Pat Sajak apparently is having some surgery and taking some time off. So she's going to host the Wheel of Fortune.
I had heard that
she had been the hostess. Now I guess she's going to be the, what would you call that? The master of ceremony, the MC?
Yeah, kind of.
The top dog.
From what I understand, she did this once before. I don't know what the occasion was, but there
I'll
you go.
I'll bet you she makes more money for turning around letters than anybody else on the planet.
And all this time, you know, they could have done that electronically for years.
For years,
that
yes.
would be no fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Good
all
for
right.
Vanna.
Last summer, if you recall, Tom, quite a few folks who visited the Dominican Republic suddenly ended up, I mean, they came home in a bag. And the Dominican is a huge tourist destination for folks on the East Coast. It's a reasonably inexpensive destination. And so it's quite popular. And all of these deaths that folks couldn't explain, and everybody panicked, and visitation to the Dominican Republic fell off dramatically. And guess what? The final FBI toxicology tests, which came out actually several weeks ago, and then the final tests, because some of the families were like, no, we don't think so. So they went back and did them again. And they say that the U.S. tourist deaths, every single one of them in the Dominican Republic last summer, are consistent with natural causes.
Yeah.
So just to show you,
it was more coincidental than anything else.
Well, yeah, and here's the deal: is that that story wasn't on the front page like the one that kept people from going there. So it's just the power of the news media. Dare I say, I hate to get into this phrase, but if ever there was a description of fake news, this would be it. Throwing up a headline, and then a lot of people don't go someplace, and a lot of folks who depend on the dollars of those tourists don't get them. So, anyways. If you are worried about going to the Dominican Republic, at least for now, they have decided that all of those things just happen to people because they just happen to people. Hawaiian Airlines flight attendants, for the first time in the 90-year history of the airline, have voted to strike. 99.9% of them voted to strike. How would you like to be the three people who didn't?
Well, yeah.
So here's what happens.
They're going to be real busy.
Yeah. The National Mediation Board says there's a 30-day cooling off period. So they say, all right, for 30 days, sit down. And now you voted. Talk about this. See if you can work it out. Then a strike action could be announced. So the reality is that the possibility of a strike would be probably early January. Hawaiian, of course, serves Sacramento daily with flights to Honolulu and now to Maui. Big show coming up in San Francisco in February. Last Ship, which stars Sting.
Boom.
So if you are interested in going to see something like that, also Hamilton is still in San Francisco and is going to be there at least through the summer. So if you are interested in going, the underwriter of this program, Sports Leisure Vacations, has trips to see Last Ship and Hamilton. You can go to travelguysradio.com and you can see links there if you are interested. It's kind of a good deal. You don't have to get your own ticket or anything. You just get on the bus and ride to San Francisco, so you don't really care if there's traffic or anything like that. Take it to dinner afterwards, and of course you got to buy your own, but you get to pick your restaurant. So that's a pretty
cool.
Good deal. So anyways, Hamilton and The Last Ship, which is by Sting, and you might want to see that coming up. Great deal from Costco for those of you who travel and use rideshare. Lyft rides, $200 worth of Lyft rides from Costco for $169.99.
You get the big cardboard thing off the wall, right?
So that's,
and take it to the counter.
That's it, yeah. So that's 15% off if you were going to ride $200.
Sure.
With the credits do not expire. They are delivered to your email. So if you are a rideshare person and you are a Costco person, there's something that you can do. Airbnb is stepping up the safety regulations. We're going to do a whole segment on that probably next week or the week after, after what happened down in the Bay Area with the Halloween party and the like. They've had some other issues, so they're going to make sure now that when folks check into a Airbnb property that they have people they can contact and stuff. They're dramatically changing their system, and it's going to be in favor of the consumers. So, and before we sign off from the travel news, we have, Thomas, a very special guest on the line here. You remember we talked about every year about the wreaths that are put on the graves down at Sacramento Valley Military Cemetery in Dixon?
Right, absolutely.
And there are a couple of folks, the Stockings is their last name, Susie and Curtis, who have headed up this project every year. If you go online, you can read about the project. In fact, there's a link at travelguysradio.com, and I'll be very honest. We've asked Curtis to come on the program because they're coming up a little bit short. You see, they bury more people there every year. So this idea of putting a wreath on the grave of every fallen soldier every year is not finite. It keeps growing.
It
and
does.
Growing
if
and
you've
growing.
Been if you've been there, it continues to grow. Every visit when I go to see family is it bigger and bigger. Sometimes you have difficulty finding things.
Exactly. Joining us
so
on
I
the
can
line
see that.
Now live is Curtis Stocking. Welcome, Curtis. To the Travel Guys.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us a little bit about how big this project has become and how you all are involved in it. Tell us a little bit about the wreath project.
Yeah. We started 14 years ago. We placed 100% wreaths for all the veterans, which was 300 wreaths. And this year, we need 25,000 wreaths. So
it grows
quite a bit every year. Yeah. And right now we're short about 2,000 wreaths. They cost about $10 each. And but God, we're just dedicated to do 100% again. We've done 100% every year, to really honor and remember our veterans and really to show the families, the veterans' families, the appreciation that we all have for our veterans.
So you and your wife head up a series of fundraisers all year long to try to raise what I guess $10 times 300 is $3,000, and $10 times 25,000 wreaths. Good grief!
Adds up in a hurry, that's for sure. Yeah, we have a golf tournament during the middle of the year, and that the dates and stuff are always on our website. And then we have a couple fundraiser dinners throughout the year as well. But we just, really just a lot of people just mail in donations, whether it's $10 or $100 or whatever.
Curtis, so speaking of that, how can people help? You need to finance a couple thousand more wreaths to get one on every grave down there. How can people help?
Best thing is mail a check. I have our P.O. box. So you want me to give that to you or online?
We've put a link online to the Wreath Project, and you guys have a GoFundMe or a project going to help fund this fund the rest of the dollars?
Yeah. Yeah, the best thing, though, go on their website, wreathproject.org, and get the address, because the GoFundMe just takes a big percentage of it, so it's best just have checks, but we'll take anything. But that's the biggest thing we need. We need enough money for 2,000 more wreaths. At $10 is $20,000. We have about another week to 10 days when we have to place our final order, and we just want to get 100% again. And then we need help on the 14th of December is when we actually place the wreaths. And so at 9 o'clock in the morning, the ceremony, we always recommend people come up a little early, but to help us actually place the wreaths on the grave sites. And then the night before, on the 13th at 3:30 out of the cemetery, we unload the semis. And we always need a lot of big, strong help on that. But we unload, all the wreaths off the semis the night before and on the 13th as well. But right now, cash donations are great, and helping place them is, just spectacular.
Curtis, thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time today. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a list of all the things on the program today. 2019 Wreath Project is there. Surely you could dig down and help finance a couple of wreaths if you had somebody in your family who served in the military, perhaps was a fallen soldier at some point in time. This is something pretty cool. And the other thing that's pretty cool is driving by that cemetery and seeing all those wreaths out there. So Curtis, to you and your wife and all the folks who help with that project, thank you. Go to travelguysradio.com and you can help out this year too. And that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK. And as promised, we've got Sid and Dale from the TSA in studio with us. We're going to talk about holiday travel, going to make you a smarter holiday traveler and make it so that you can just breeze right through that TSA line and off to your vacation. We'll give you some tips. That's coming up next. And then after the bottom of the hour, or about a quarter till, it's the Island of Black and White, some live music in studio today here on The Travel Guys. Hey there, you have the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for taking a moment to spend some time with us. Don't forget now, we're at travelguysradio.com. Time to talk theater, holiday theater to be more precise. Mark, introduce our guest.
We have Steven Steubens from the Transcendence Theater Company over in Napa in Santa Rosa. And mostly famous for their Broadway Under the Stars in the summer that we talk about, but they have a very special Christmas show coming up. Steven, tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you, Mark and Tom. Yes, so we're doing our Broadway Holiday Spectacular in Santa Rosa and then Yountville in Napa Valley coming up. And just like our Broadway Under the Stars concerts we do all summer long, this show has 19 different Broadway performers in it, and in Wicked and Mamma Mia and Family of the Opera, all these different Broadway shows coming out to celebrate holiday songs, Broadway style, and really lift up the community in a celebration.
So this is a family program?
Yeah, families. We have matinees, we have evening performances. We actually, on opening night of the show in Santa Rosa and on both venues, actually, we have an ugly sweater competition before the show as well. So it's a great way for families to come together, but also to have really a lot of fun together and then enjoy the show and celebrate.
I saw that. You've designated some shows as special family fun days and nights. I love the ugly sweater idea. I think that is really cool. For folks who are listening, this show is in Santa Rosa, December 6th through the 8th at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, and in Napa Valley at the Performing Arts Center at the Lincoln Theater on December 14th and 15th. You can go to TravelGuysRadio.com. Tell you how to get tickets. Stephen, how much does it cost to see the show?
Yeah, anything from $39 to $129, depending on what seat you'd like to sit in.
So $129 gets you on the stage in a rocking chair, and $29 gets you in the back. No, never mind. It sounds like a terrific show, mostly traditional holiday-type material?
All sorts of stuff. We have songs from Frozen, from Fiddler on the Roof, from White Christmas, from Sound of Music. But then we also have Ricky Martin, and we have Madonna, a mixture of popular music and Broadway, and just so much fun.
Before I let you go, give us a quick preview. Do we know what's coming for the summer under Broadway Under the Stars yet? Can you tell us anything about next summer season?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. This last year, for the first time, we did a book musical to open up our season called A Chorus Line. It was such a success. It sold out every performance before opening night that this coming year, we're going to be doing Chicago the Musical. And it's going on sale to the public in about a week or two. But just from our donors, we've opened up additional dates of the show because it's gone so well.
Wow, that is really encouraging to hear. You guys have a terrific product down there, Stephen. Thank you for joining us and telling us a little bit about it. Again, great Christmas show, Santa Rosa, Napa. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com and you can see how to get tickets. You will be professionally entertained, I promise. Indoors this time, though, right, Steve?
Indoors, yes.
Indoors, and then the summer outdoors. We'll check back in with you after the first of the year. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you know, so much going on, so much to do.
Christmas shows down in Napa, Santa Rosa. Pretty good show. Those people do a pretty professional job. All right, right here in studio with us, Dale and Sid, our two favorite TSA guys. Not because they're always trying to get through TSA, but because they're trying to help you get through TSA. And welcome back to the Travel Guys, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's that time of the year when people think of you. I don't know if they think of you fondly or not, but that's kind of the reason that we asked you to come here, is so that they could think of you a little fonder. So it's Thanksgiving time. It's going to be busy. AAA says for the 100th year in a row that more people are going to travel than ever traveled before. So grandma and the three-year-old and the dog and the sink and everything are going to come through security. So tell us, we've got a little bit of time here and some more time after the news. So you guys tell us what's going on out there and what can you tell people that would help them if they're traveling in the next week or so?
Well, just like you said, it is incredibly busy. We're seeing record numbers. I mean, not just because this is the Thanksgiving holiday, but in addition to Sacramento, we're growing. We're already at 9.5% growth again this year.
Wow.
So seeing huge numbers of passengers come through. And with that, the more people, the more time you need. So when we say get to the airport, 2 hours in advance, make sure you're at the airport, actually at your ticket counter 2 hours in advance. That way you can get everything taken care of, get up through the security line, no stress.
Yeah, not just you're on your way to the airport two hours ahead.
Exactly.
You be there.
Especially if you're going to park. Remote parking could take you about 30 minutes in itself just to find
parking
a spot.
Parking in the daily light can take you 30 minutes just in itself because especially we get to the holidays here, that's what we try to tell folks is your first parking choice may not be available when you get there. So you've already lost 15 minutes repositioning yourself and waiting for the shuttle bus and getting the child seat and everything on board and stuff. And maybe the first shuttle bus is full. So, 2 hours is really the thing.
One recommendation, go to the Sacramento airport website. They do have an app where you can download and it'll let you know the bus shuttle times. So that way you can coordinate the whole thing around when the shuttle's coming around so you can get there a little bit faster.
That's an excellent idea. I didn't know about
that. Have they equipped it yet with what areas may already be full, a lot full? That kind of thing.
There
will be signage that will help you with that.
And if you get the app, the app will exactly tell you which areas are full and just so you can move on to the next lot.
Got it. Okay.
What's the we have infrequent flyers at this time of the year, guys. What's the thing or two that they sit around in the break room at TSA and say, can you believe? Yeah, I can't believe that. I had one of those too. What's the thing or things that people tend to bring maybe at this time of the year that they wouldn't bring at other times?
Or forget to bring.
Well, that's kind of there's both on that, but I'll get to the thing that they forget that they have, and that's honestly it goes back down to water and electronics. Mm-hmm. We ask for standard passengers, please remove all electronics. to go through. They keep getting anomalies or alarms. Oh, yeah, that's my cell phone. I forgot that. You know, or oh, you mean an iPad is an electronic? And that is just non-ending. And along with the water is very common. And a lot of times the non-typical travel, those that only travel every so often, you'll actually find a bottle of wine every now and then as well. So
I think the thing that upsets passengers and employees the most is when people bring their baked goods, pies, desserts. I know you're bringing it for travel,
right?
But be prepared that if you're bringing it through a checkpoint and there's a reason to look into it, you probably don't want to have a TSA.
Okay, so let's just talk about a couple of them here. Is a pie a liquid or a solid?
It depends on the pie. Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time, if we know it's an item for food, we'll treat it a lot differently. We won't treat it as a complete, 3-1-1 liquid ban on it.
Right.
We're just looking at the item just in general, but sometimes just opening the item alone upsets passengers, and that's the part that we're just saying, be understanding that if we have to open it, we have to open it just to see what it is.
So with that being said, if they're going to bring, and I'm guessing things like cakes and fudge and pies are the norm for this time of the year, what do you want them in a clear plastic container so they can be easily seen and opened?
Definitely something that we can easily open a box, easy wrapping, things of that nature.
Small plates and a fork so that you guys can
have
try it.
Yeah.
that's a separate sampling. No, it's just, it's easier for us when we have to go through gift wrap.
Got it,
all the different things that they have.
And that's going to come soon enough. So when folks wrap gifts before they go through TSA, they need to know that there is a possibility that if you need to look into it, that you're going to have to open.
Mm-hmm.
So wrap things, you could wrap them by putting them in a pretty box with a bow on the top.
And then you can
wrap the present, and you can take it with you through security. So there's a little bit of homework and positive thinking. All right, when we come back after the news, if you guys will hang around here, let's talk a little bit about some of the little things that happen at security checkpoints sometimes in Sacramento and other places that drive you and us both crazy.
You got it.
All right. Steve LaRosa will be by at a quarter till with a little what's going on, kind of a one-dimensional. We've got Island of Black and White, a local Sacramento up-and-coming band coming in. So that's all ahead right here on the Travel Guys. News next.
We're supposed to come back now.
Yeah. We are the Travel and Entertainment
Guys. We have a whole band
guys.
Sitting outside waiting for us. They look lonely and homeless and everything. And that's pretty cool. This is not the first time we've had a live band in the studio.
I know. This is going to be extra special today because they brought their own special mixing units and so forth. So it should sound better than the most. But all right. It's Sid and Dale with the TSA, two of our favorite guys.
Were those cartoon characters one time back in the day?
Yeah,
Sid and Dale.
I think so. Yeah, I think were they mice?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you guys.
Sorry, guys. Chippendale.
Chippendale. Well, we're going to shift gears only slightly. We talked about traveling during Thanksgiving, and right around the corner, it's going to be Christmas time, and we kind of touched on it just a little bit, but let's just kind of pick up where we left off. People that are traveling for Christmas that are going to be taking presents on board. Recommendation: wrapped, unwrapped, in your suitcase or on carry-on. What do you like?
Unwrapped for sure. Either one, it doesn't matter. If we need to look in it, we're gonna have to open it up and look in it. And so, what we recommend and what's all over the TSA media sources is: don't wrap your presents before you fly. Yeah.
That's where those lovely gift bags come in handy.
Perfect.
With
and
tissue
box,
paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, or a box that's decorated where the bow's on the top and you sit the top of the box on. And that way, if those guys need to get into it, why they can. So, I mean, I think if you think about this a little bit, when you're buying the things to put the presents in, why you can probably mitigate this just a little bit. And as the guys were telling us while the news was going on here, I mean, you know, they use basic common sense, but, you know, then again, if you were a bad person, why you would probably try to disguise something to make it look like something that was legitimate.
Yep, exactly.
So,
exactly.
And the bad guys only have to be right once, and you guys have to be right every other single time.
All the time.
When we talked about this before, people being a little bit wound up when they got to the front of the TSA line and stuff like that. Are we still seeing that? Is that, what should we say about that?
Thankfully, we have seen a decrease in the number of interference with screening situations. I think, I don't know what it was, but for a while, things were crazy. It seems that, people are back used to what has to happen, and we've been very fortunate there. Our officers are phenomenally, they're phenomenal. They're very respectful. They're very professional. And it's nice to see that they're not having to deal with those guys coming through and thinking they're a punching bag or they can verbally abuse them and things like that.
I think it's a big part. Our officers are the big part. Our wait times in Sacramento are non-existent. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we're less than 5 minutes most of the time, if you hit 10 minutes here and there.
We had a group that went out this morning during rush hour, and they waited less than 10 minutes. So, yeah.
So and I think that helps. That helps the situation. But in general, I think it's decreased, and we're happy to see that. And we're looking forward to seeing the holidays the same way.
Well, and it makes no sense to go out and take out your aggressions on a TSA person or something like that, because all the only thing can happen, there's a lot of things can happen there, and all of them are bad.
All the bad, yep.
You're either going to get slowed down, you're going to slow other people down, you're just going to aggravate the situation, and you're not, and in the end, you're not likely, if you lose a minute or two because something needs to be looked into or something's a little different than before, that's why we tell people, get out to the airport a little bit early.
Yep.
So if you're the guy who randomly gets pulled aside for extra screening, that happened to me 3 times. I'm a pre-check guy. Speaking of pre-check, guys, I wanted to share this. I got a notice Friday that said your pre-check in my email, said your pre-check expires in about 6 months. And many people are eligible to renew online.
Yes.
So the next day I got an email from TSA that said, hey, go in and give us this basic information and we'll tell you whether or not you can renew online. It took me about 3 minutes. And they came back and said, yes, you're eligible. I filled out the form, put in my credit card. 10 minutes later, I had a note back in my mailbox that said, you're good to go. We'll send you an official confirmation in a couple of days, but you're now renewed for 5 more years.
That's how most of them are happening right now.
Yep.
It looks at your travel history. It looks at if you've had any incidents at the checkpoint. So if you've brought liquids or you bought an item that put you on a list.
Or decked it. Exactly. We were
track.
Just talking about
it. Yeah. So,
be on that
so
list.
Yeah, it's as easy as that. Well, last week, for about a couple of days, we had a mobile team out there that mm-hmm. was doing a pre-check mobile right out there as you're standing in line if you wanted to pay and get everything taken care of you're waiting in line.
Wow.
So we're looking for different ways to get people on the pre-check because we all know pre-check, it's less than 5 minutes all the time. So we want passengers to get pre-checked.
Well, and that's an advantage to you guys because then you know something about those people ahead of time before they get there.
I have to ask, though, if it's a mobile pre-check, I mean, from what I understand, to get the pre-check, you have to have, you got to show your birth certificate.
Which is correct. And this company is able to do it electronically with the state. They're doing it as a trial period right now where they're able to pay a fee to get your information directly from the state.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, I think that's a great, great idea. And all of that kind of technology may help down the road with real IDs. Mark had a great question we talked about before we went on the air. And for families that only travel during the holidays, which is lots of them, particularly those with young children.
Mm-hmm.
You got some advice, what would you recommend, particularly those that whose children are old enough to walk up to the TSA line on their own and check in?
Sure. It's the biggest thing, again, time. Don't be rushed. And then another one is don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So a young child, let's say 8, 10, 12, actually, I believe they have to be accompanied through if they're under 12. But anyways, they come through. It's very simple. A lot of it's self-explanatory. There's somebody at every stage explaining what needs to be done. So you walk up to travel document. Hey, we need to see your boarding pass and an ID if you have it, depending on the age of the child. And then when you move forward and you start taking the things out of your suitcase, somebody's explaining what you need to do. And don't be afraid to ask again. And then we can always have somebody walk with that child as well, or an airline person can do the same, to assist them through the process.
What does an 8-year-old have to show their identification? Just their parent?
Just their parent.
Yep.
How do you know it's their parent?
Some questions are asked. I mean, the officers do have training. They ask certain questions and things like that. By law, you only have to be 18 and older. Show ID at 18 and older.
Yeah, I can see it now. Some 10-year-old or whatever that's just had a bad day with the folks, you pull the This isn't my parents.
Exactly, yes.
I don't know who these people
I have no
are.
Idea who these people
trying
are.
To drag me on the plane.
I don't think we've had that happen yet.
No, thankfully not. Better knock on wood.
That's a good idea. You don't want to go away for the holidays. You know, just disown your parents when you get to the airport. Yes, it's not my name on the board. I have no idea who these people are. You know, I just met them in the lobby.
No, I explain to my children when we travel that they're there to help secure everybody, make sure everyone's safe.
Right, yeah.
And then at the end, usually our officers provide them with a little junior TSA sticker so they get a little
badge.
That's
cool. That's cool.
Help them through the process and understand. Yeah. It's a great environment, and I think more and more people are understanding what we're doing. And,
absolutely. You
know, how many people work for TSA in Sacramento?
We're a little bit over 400 employees.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And how does that process work? Is it, are you, I'm guessing you're kind of, are you constantly hiring people or no? Or
so usajobs.gov, if anybody is listening, it's pretty much it. usajobs.gov. And go on there and you can pick any federal job. You can pick any TSA job in any location. We have a ready pool always. And we're constantly, there's a part-time ratio and a full-time ratio. We're always filling. And if you're interested, apply.
So you don't have to work 40 hours a week. You can work
20 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And the joy of getting up at 3:30 or 2:30 in the morning to go to work. One thing I will not miss from this job when I'm done with it is getting up at 2:30 in the morning to go to the airport.
Mm-hmm. The aviation industry itself is fulfilling. It's a nice industry, and I think working anywhere in the airport, it's a great opportunity.
Before we let you guys go here today, first of all, I just want to say it's remarkable to have this kind of relationship and that you guys are willing to come in and share like this, because I think it really goes a long way. You know, interesting story. Remember about you guys were in here, I don't know, 6 months, a year ago, and I told you we had gotten a lot of questions on our website about taking marijuana through security and stuff like that. And you guys, we kind of went over it and stuff, and you explained it pretty thoroughly, and the questions stopped almost completely.
Wow.
So that told me the value of having information is that, you know, when people knew what they were doing. Anyways, is there anything that you guys would like to share with the holiday traveling public before we let you move on?
Well, I think with the holiday traveling public, with all traveling public, remember, too, this is the last year, the last holiday to travel without real ID. So as of October 2020, you need to have a real ID, which is a DHS mandate.
Yep.
So Tom, very important.
Tom wanted to bring that up today, and I told him we had confused people enough. So, but we will have you back. We're going to be all over this. And is it possible that this technology they're talking about that they're using in line to pull up people's that might be something that might help with real ID.
The state of California is looking for options so people don't have to bring their Social Security card to get their real ID. I think that's the biggest chokehold right now, is having your Social Security card when you're going in to register. So they're looking at options.
Well,
too.
And if you've had several different last names or something like that along the way, why that, you know, could be a problem, or aliases in Tom's case.
I was requested just this past week to record a couple of commercials for the California Department of Motor Vehicles, having to do with real IDs. They start tomorrow on the radio, and they're encouraging people to walk in during the holidays to see about getting your real ID, because this is the time of the year where they are the slowest. A lot of people are out shopping and doing other things. So the campaign that you'll be hearing will encourage you to try to see if you can swing by and maybe just do a walk-in. You know, I made an appointment, but I couldn't get an appointment for 2 months out. I'm in January, but I may just decide to jump ahead of it and swing by. So so there you go. That's what's going on with the California Department of Motor Vehicles.
Gentlemen, before you go, rush hours, TS rush hours in A and B, they're still 4:30, 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, yes. It's A is the earliest one, you know, 4:30 to 5:36. We get a little break. We get hit another, you know, hour to 90 minutes. During the week, you know, for our morning rush at TA, we're running canine enhanced screening, so that's helping out immensely. Mm-hmm. B, it ramps up 6, and it doesn't really slow down.
Yeah.
We're opening up a little bit earlier, too, so all the concessions will be ready for passengers if they show up early in the morning.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Thank you, gentlemen, again, for your time. Very much appreciated. I wish you a good holiday season out there, and let's get together. You mentioned a tour out there of the TSA facilities, and Tom and I are up for that. We'd like to do that sometime after the first year. So thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Yep. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Coming up next, the Island of Black and White, Steve LaRosa, and find out what's going on the music scene here in Sacramento. For heaven's sakes, it's the What's Going On theme, also known as WGO here in the business, which means that to my right, it must be Steve LaRosa. Welcome back, Steve. What's going on, baby?
Well, it's great to be back, Tom. And I brought some special guests with me this
just
time.
Just a few of your friends here.
Yeah. This is. I got to tell you, Tom. I was at a wedding about a month ago, a little over a month ago, and Chris Hazlett, who is here with his band, The Island of Black and White. It was a surprise. The guest didn't know. He just cranked up a great rendition of Percy Sledge doing "When a Man Loves a Woman," and I went, "Holy smoke!" So then I went online, started seeing their videos, and I thought, "These guys are great." And so I asked them to come on the show, and here they are, The Island of Black and White.
Well, outstanding. Well, Chris and band, why don't we start with, introduce the band for me, would you?
So my name is Chris. We have Patrick Peakey. He does percussion. We've got Tim Peakey. He does lead guitar.
They're probably related.
They are.
Yeah, okay.
They are. And my wife is the drummer, Noelle Alwarith, and we've got Scott Mitchell on the bass guitar.
Outstanding. We'll talk about where you're playing around town. People may already know of you that happen to tune in and they go, "Hey, man, we just saw these guys. Were you at Old Ironsides last night?"
No, they were at the Torch Club.
The Torch Club. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, let's have some fun and then we'll talk a little bit about the band and where we can find you live besides on the radio. What are we going to hear?
Sounds good. We're going to do a little rendition of the Everly Brothers, "All I Do Is Dream."
All righty. Here you go. Island of Black and White.
Dream, 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 when I want you in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream.
Well, there you go. Big round of applause coming from automobiles everywhere.
If you're driving around and you've thought, gee, I thought this was the Travel Guys show on Sunday afternoon on KFEK. It is.
Travel and Entertainment.
So we're just bringing in the Island of Black and White. Here, Steve LaRosa is in-house.
And these guys are a working band. I looked on their website. Name the website, you guys.
Islandofblackandwhite.com.
Islandofblackandwhite.com.
And okay. By the way, they have a couple of CDs out. You can pick up their CDs there. But you can also see these guys are playing like every other minute, it seems like, in this town. They're a popular band, been together for, 10 years?
Yeah, give or take.
We just happen to have, if you go to travelguysradio.com, we have a list of their next half a dozen appearances around in the area. So you can see where they can. Plus, you can join them on Facebook, Instagram, all of that kind of stuff. But at Travel Guys Radio, all of that stuff is listed.
Yeah, what's the next one you guys are playing? The very next gig?
Next gig is...
The Eldorado Saloon.
Yeah, Eldorado there you go. Saloon, yeah, on Saturday, after Thanksgiving.
There's so many, I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah, November 30th at the Eldorado and December 7th at the Folsom Lake Bowl. Yep. But you guys, you've played South by Southwest, right?
Yeah, we've been down there three times, I think, now. Then did a little Southwest tour, all hit everything. Hollywood, Phoenix, Flagstaff, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Austin.
Here's the deal, guys. We only got like 4 minutes left, and I want to get a lot of music. I knew we could spend all day talking about the band and where you've been and what you're going to do, but we'll see if we have some time when we're done. I want to make sure we get a chance to get this original in, though.
Yeah, definitely.
So what do we got here?
This song is called West Edge. It's from our newest album, and it goes like this.
Awesome, you guys.
That was really good.
Mark, I timed that one note that Chris was holding with Maul, and that was like 45 minutes, I think.
The Island of Black and White. That you can find them all over town. You can go to travelguysradio.com. There's a list of their next half a dozen appearances. They have a website. Thank you all for coming in and being a part of things here today. Of a travel. You can tell your friends about the time you were on the travel radio show.
Yeah. Islandofblackandwhite.com.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Thomas.
All right, my friends.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll get out of here with the Island of Black and White in the background.
There
See you
go.
Next week on the Travel Guys. Mark?
Dance like nobody's watching. Have a good week.